Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Tim Stearns!
How you doing, Dave?
What's going on, buddy? We're coming to the last breath of the year here, right? Home stretch.
Yes, sir.
Finishing line is in sight in 11 days. What should our listeners be doing in the next 11 days to get through the end of the year and to prepare themselves for 2026?
Well, we're telling most people, make sure that you have your 401ks maxed out, HSAs maxed out, whatever you can do to get some tax deductions. It's a little late in the year for Roth conversions, but you probably could still get it done. But the big thing I want to explain to people why that is we have the lowest tax rates we've had since 1982. They're only going to go up from here. So if you can nibble on your tax bill that you have in your 401ks and your IRAs, it's not the worst idea.
Question for you. Borrowing from your 401k to pay off high interest rate credit cards, what are your thoughts on that?
I don't like that they even have high credit card debt, but the baby's already here, right? So you can't push it back. I would say that's not the worst idea because you'll be paying yourself back over 5 years.
Right. And then also enhances your credit.
That's true.
And enhancing your credit could maybe qualify you for a lower rate on new credit cards or a home equity line of credit.
Also frees up cash,
yeah,
right?
Because
you were,
absolutely.
You were using your cash to pay those debts.
And that's A1, man.
Sure.
Yeah. Right? So most 401k loans, I know everybody's got different, there are so many different plans. Can you pay a 401k loan back quicker, faster? Can
of
you
course.
Double up the payments?
Yeah, of course.
I do have a question on that. Does it make sense? Because say you got a lump sum of money.
Yep.
You got a 401k loan, it's 20K, and you're like, you know what, forget it. I'm tired of seeing this 401k loan coming out of my check. I'm just going to pay it off.
Yep.
Does it make sense to do it? Because, like, you're paying yourself.
Yeah, you're paying yourself, but you took some of that money out of commission when the markets are pretty high.
But the markets are high.
Exactly.
So it's actually better to not. Buy low, sell high.
That's one other thing we are talking. I agree with you.
Okay.
The other thing that we're talking to our clients about, we have people who are older. No offense, Steve.
I like how you only called Steve out. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Accurate. Very accurate, by the way.
Everybody else is under 50 here.
I'm happy to get here.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so that's fair. Well, I'm just happy to be here.
You get a ride. So Sunny Acres will be here later to bring you home. But what I was going to say is that we're talking to people who have way too much money in the stock market based on their age. These people who are like about to retire. Baby boomers love the stock market. They grew up with it. It was always in their 401ks. But we've created a monster.
It's been a good run the past 5-8 years.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. But you're looking at the fact that they have recency bias, which is they forget 2008. They forget 2000 through 2002 when the market was down 50%.
1999.com.
Exactly. Oof. The dot bombs.
Right.
I agree with you. So you're looking at a time where if you put the AI bubble over what the dot-com bubble
forget
is,
about it.
Very similar.
Well, hold on. Hmm. I thought there was a crypto bubble, and that didn't really hit. And now they're saying an AI bubble. Are we saying that's really going to hit? I mean we're watching it a little bit.
Yeah, I agree with you, Jeremy. But you're looking at if you put them on top of each other, it's a You know, rhymes. The history doesn't always repeat itself, but it rhymes.
Okay.
That's what you're seeing.
Okay.
And I just think people need to take a step back from the market, not get out of it, but be smarter. Go ahead, Frank.
Frank,
what age would you say somebody, like, let's say somebody's retiring at 65.
Yeah.
What age would you advise somebody to start looking at either converting out of the, or at least start pulling back and doing less and less?
More conservative.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Better
That's
way.
That's cool.
Of,
all good.
Yeah.
Much, well, Frank, you and I went to a public school. You're excused.
I clearly didn't.
There's that loophole that if you're 59 and a half, you can actually take the money out of most 401ks and put it in an IRA that you could do stop losses. You could do covered calls on what's underlying it. I know I'm getting way too complicated here, but there are ways to protect yourself. But if you're under the age of 59 and a half, I would take a look at those target date funds that are like 2025. Believe it or not, there are 2015s where you can put your money in like you're a 96-year-old grandma, so you don't lose it at the last stretch here of your career.
Hmm. Okay.
So if our listeners are looking for an overall portfolio analysis going into, because you told us at breakfast, we got to hit a break here that Jeremy missed. So I'm going to bring this up, and this will be new for Jeremy, old for Steve and Frank, because we already talked about this. If you're in your 70s and you've got Tesla stock and NVIDIA stock, yeah, and you're flying the high kite right now, you know, on the wave, because it's been a good run.
Yep.
Okay, Apple and all these other ones, and you're turning in 65 to 70. What do you say to those folks as you're looking to diversify out and just do like a 10,000 foot overview analysis of their portfolio?
So what's the question, Dave?
Yeah, well, that's the question. You got to pay attention.
What do you say to those listeners that have been riding this tech high,
right,
and now it's like, hey, stop. Cautionary tales are ahead.
Yes.
What can they do?
Got it. So I would tell them to get their portfolio analyzed, see where they're – you know, there's a lot of hidden spots in those. And so what you try to do is get them into something that's going to be a little bit safer. Bonds are arguably not as safe. I'm not telling crypto, but we could put it into stuff like that has a, you know, covered call or a floor, mm-hmm, so that they don't get hurt.
Got it.
Phone number for our listeners want to reach out to you.
1-800-640-2256. That's 1-800-640-2256. 2256.
All right, we have 13 minutes until I go head to head with a soon to be 12-year-old Packer fan.
Our listeners are just,
she's got to be 15 by now, right? You can really go after her. Right?
What's that?
She's got to be about 15 by the way, by now. So well, go after her.
You're fitting right in. Okay.